It seems that that incorporation of leverage is like an amplifier to your emotionality. And if you don't have it under control, you lose the emotions. And as you mentioned, as Warren Buffett says, if you lose your emotions, you've lost the right to manage money, in essence.
Yeah, I met with a guy that was doing contract for differences, and he was doing very extreme, highly leveraged things. And he made quite a bit of money for about 3 months. He was on a roll during a market that was upswinging, and he thought that it was his genius. And then when it went into a different direction, he was really having a hard time, and he just killed himself, and he was beating himself up, and he was just thinking, what's wrong? What am I doing? I'm sabotaging everything else. And he was taking credit and take blame. There's an old proverb that I remember way back from the 1950s. Take no credit, take no blame, just keep focused on chief aim. The name of the game is the strategy.
Great. So in essence, there's a sense of humility that you must approach the market as well that's coming through there. Not humility that you depreciate, but that you just are. You aren't putting yourself down nor elevating yourself in any way.
Yeah, the second you elevate yourself and get proud of yourself, you'll attract an event, hubris. Anytime you go above equilibrium, nature tends to bring you back down. Anytime you go below, it tends to bring you up. But if you can stabilize yourself, I always say that if you don't govern yourself from within, you get governed from the market. Yeah. To teach you that.
That's fabulous. That's a fabulous analogy. Excellent.